I have one. Come to the whole story. I'm thankful you for all of you and the influence you are on my granddaughter. Her and my grandson were here in the summer of 23, brought them to church, and you presented them with Bibles.
Yeah.
At that point, we were sitting down to eat, and my granddaughter said the most beautiful prayer I could believe that came out of where she came up with it in all my arms, because they don't go to church. So here's this little, almost a teenager, and she's coming up with this prayer. I said, oh my gosh, I'm blown away. So afterwards, I just continued to compliment her on that wonderful prayer she said. She refused to pray anymore. That was it. That shut her down. All my compliments shut her down on praying anymore when she was serving us. About a year later, my son's telling me, she wants to do this Bible study on Wednesday night now. Now we've got to take her to Bible study. It's all the way down here. It's 45 minutes. We've got to drive to take her to this Bible study. It's like, take her. Well, Friday, this last Friday, was Good Friday, but they had to go to school to make it a snow day. Dad says, if you kids want to stay home tomorrow, you can. I get this. It's Good Friday. You should have off. I'll call you off. And she thought about it. She says, no, Dad. I think I need to go to school tomorrow so I can preach. At 16 years old, I'm like, oh, my gosh, it blew me away. So then Mark contacted her and he says, I am so proud of you for wanting to go to school to preach. Well, I really didn't do any preaching. I did go to school, but like, she is so on the right path. And I think it all stemmed from right here with you all. And I am so grateful for that. Thank you.